Because as an Australian, and I was well into my 40s by this time, I thought I already had in place all the relationships I needed. Because I had good marriage, had a lot of good people in the church, we had church leaders, I had other pastors, we had denominational leaders we related to, there was a lot of accountability, there were systems in place. I thought this was all you needed. I thought we had it all. I didn't realize there were many other things to be discovered about church life, apostolic structure and the like. But the Lord began to make it very clear to me that I personally needed a spiritual father and an apostolic covering, but as it turned out, I found that in the one person. And it took me a while though to understand the nature of it and the importance of it and the dynamics of how it worked properly. But in those early days, he was showing me things. For example, I'd have dreams in which I was naked. I remember one particularly graphic dream, and they're always awful dreams, these. One particularly graphic dream, I walk down the street and turn in the front door of the church, not this building, but I walked in and up the main aisle carrying my briefcase, and I look down, and here I am standing right in the middle of the church, totally naked. And so I open my briefcase because I'm looking for clothing, and there's clothing in the briefcase. And it was very good quality, but it was too small. Now, I put it on because it was all I had, so the shirt's like this, or trousers like this. And it was very good quality, as I said. What did the dream mean? See, here are the primary elements. I'm standing in the middle of the church as the leader of the church, but I'm deriving my covering, if you like. This clothing is my covering. I'm deriving it from my own briefcase, meaning I'm drawing it out of my own ministry. In other words, the people around me, the people that I'm the leader of. And it's good quality. There was no question the church was good quality. But it just but I had outgrown it. That whatever the Lord was calling me to now required something that was a better fit. And so it was through dreams like this that he kept making this point that there has to be a proper covering in place. And once I'd met Chuck and started to get to know him a bit, I even had a dream in which I had his hair. Now, he had quite distinctive hair. It was kind of red and went to a certain pattern. And here I am in the dream, but this is my hair. You see, just another symbol for covering, that I'm to see myself as being under this man, walking with this man, loving him, serving him, honoring him. Now, it was a process. I give you that. We were learning, but we didn't know in those days what we were learning. But it became so rich and so wonderful. It's been the greatest blessing of my life. And so I did eventually understand how to join myself to him, how to walk with him, how to serve him and honor him and derive the blessings of covering. But up until this point, I had known him for some years. He had visited our church. He'd preached. He'd prayed for us. He'd been a blessing. People liked him. He loved us. There was nothing wrong with that, except that we had never put in place, formally or officially, if you like, or publicly, if you like, a relationship in which we said, we're committed. And that was the thing that was missing, that even though we knew him, we knew he was an apostle, even though he visited and we received his blessing, there was something else we needed. And this is what I'm saying, is when I sought the Lord as to why the local covering was not enough, he said, you have to put apostolic covering in place. The Lord made it very clear to me it needed to be official. In other words, it needed to be publicly announced. The whole church needs to know this is what we mean to him. This is what he means to us. And so I phoned him. We discussed it. We committed our hearts to one another. And the next Sunday, he was in America, but next Sunday here in our church, I prayed on his behalf, so to speak, and declared we had apostolic covering. We were in relationship with someone who represented Christ to us. And I prayed and released that covering. It's kind of a back to front way to do it, because normally the person who was providing the covering would come and pray the prayer, but he wasn't here. But I discussed it with him. He'd prayed with me on the phone. I released the covering over the church. I declared it to be in place. Interesting thing was, the moment I did that in prayer one Sunday morning, we had people being healed. I remember one in particular, a lady just sovereignly healed of something she'd been struggling with a long time. That's because this covering had gone in place and things got shifted. And so we discovered, there's another level of covering, apostolic covering, And next week, I want to open that up. What is that? How does that really work? But I'm trying to give you the kind of the big general picture tonight. So I discovered that there were these two, and for years, we were so blessed by that. We were strengthened, we were made rich, there was more security, there was a great deal of joy in the church. That thing was a huge blessing to us. And it was as a result of that, discovering the dynamics of it, that I was able to teach principles out of that I've written in this book in chapter 7, and I was able to teach it around the world and urge others to understand, realize they needed apostolic covering. It wasn't sufficient to have a local covering. It wasn't sufficient just to relate to a denomination. Now, I wasn't telling people they should leave their denominations. I've never told people what they should or shouldn't do in that respect, but I have said to people, you must have relationships with individuals, that apostolic grace flows through individual leaders, and we are made rich when we walk with them in personal heart relationship. Why that is so, we explain more next week, but it is so. And the chapter is in the book for you to study in any case. One of the things the Lord showed me in those days was, it was a funny kind of vision. I was in prayer and I saw this stuff, and I can only tell you what it meant. He kept impressing upon me in the early days before I'd put this in place that Christ himself wanted to be my covering. But I didn't quite know what that meant, because I knew if I said to people, oh, Christ is my covering, I don't need anyone else, it wouldn't make sense. But when I came to fully understand what the Lord meant by that was, when the Lord said, I myself will be your covering, what he meant was, I will provide an apostle for you. In the Lord's mind, an apostle is the direct representative of Jesus Christ for the purpose of spiritual covering. And so when he provides one, and you receive that person, and you walk with them, you are receiving directly the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ as released to you through a relationship with a person. Now, this is different to what flows institutionally. And in those years of visions and dreams, I remember the Lord saying to me that one of these was the covering of Christ, but the other was the covering of men. Now, I'm just being very honest about this, relative to institutional type covering. I'm not saying people should leave institutions. In fact, very often, the Lord wants them there. Institutions are full of good people. They're bodies of good knowledge. They do a lot of good work. I love to work with them. I love to visit them and minister there and encourage. I'm not against any of that. I'm only saying there are great limitations with what can flow institutionally. And in the Lord's terms to me, in dreams and visions, the spiritual covering that is provided by institutions, whilst it has good things in it, is the covering of men rather than the covering of Christ. The covering of Christ is pure gold. That is, gold represents the authority and the anointing of the Lord Jesus. It's his kingship. He is the one of whom he said himself, all authority in heaven has been given to me. And if you see it in the spirit realm, as I have done, the apostolic anointing as it flows from Christ and as it's in place appears in gold color. But in these dreams, he showed me that the covering, what he called the covering of men, was a mixture. It had some gold in it. It had some silver in it. It had precious stones. But it had other things. It had dross, you know, the wood and hay and straw. It was a mixture of what was valuable and what was fleshly. And this is the nature of institutional covering. It does have good things in it, which are Christ-like and of the nature of Christ, and there's value. But it has other things mixed in with it. And just to give you an example of what can be mixed in of the most negative kind, large numbers of denominations that have any longevity to them have cooperated to one degree or other with the Masonic Lodge, to the degree that leaders in Masonic lodges become elders in churches become Masons, Sometimes churches sponsored the starting of lodges. Very often lodges started churches. And this is quite an unclean mixture. It's syncretism. It's mixing occultism with Christian faith. And it's quite devastating. So when you're part of those organizations that have got this stuff in it historically, whilst good comes down the line, a whole lot of unclean stuff comes down the line. And anyway, without going further into it, it's a mixture. And yet, whether churches are in denominations or not, they need every individual church, every individual senior leader or senior pastor of a church needs to link personally with an apostle so as to walk in personal accountability, spiritual fathering, having someone over them in the Lord they can love and serve and honor, and so on. And these were the lessons that we learned.